This fifth trade policy review of Uruguay has allowed us to deepen our understanding of Uruguay's trade and investment policies, and in particular of the changes introduced since the last review in 2012. I would like to thank the Uruguayan delegation headed by His Excellency Ambassador Carlos Amorín, Director General of the Secretariat of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for the constructive engagement throughout this exercise. I would also like to thank our discussant, His Excellency Ambassador Diego Aulestia, Permanent Representative of Ecuador to the WTO, for his interesting and insightful remarks, as well as the 31 delegations which took the floor the first day for their active participation in this review. Members praised Uruguay for its commitment to trade liberalization and for continuing to implement macroeconomic policies geared towards ensuring stability despite external shocks and regional adverse situations. Members commended Uruguay on 15 years of continuous economic growth and noted that Uruguay's real GDP grew at an annual average rate of some 3% between 2012 and 2017, which corresponded to its potential growth rate. This was a result of prudent monetary policy, a flexible exchange rate regime, and lower fiscal deficit. It was also noted that the current account balance had improved during the period under review, and that now Uruguay registered a surplus. Members also commended Uruguay on implementing a development strategy focused on the promotion of investment in key areas such as education and of inclusive social policies, which had resulted in a substantial decrease in poverty and inequality. Members encouraged Uruguay to continue its reform efforts. Members noted the significant role that trade has played in Uruguay's economic development and that merchandise exports and imports were equivalent to some 30% of GDP in 2017. The diversification of Uruguay's export markets since the last review in 2012 was also noted, especially the increasing importance of the Asian market, which resulted in a reduction of the dependency on traditional markets. Some members noted that, despite diversification efforts, Uruguay continues to be dependent on export of agricultural products. In this regard, they exhorted Uruguay to diversify its production. While observing that, as a member of Mercosur, Uruguay's trade policies are largely determined by the common policies adopted by the trading bloc, members acknowledged Uruguay's strong commitment to the rules-based multilateral trading system and its active participation in the WTO. In particular, members noted that during the period under review, Uruguay had accepted the amendment to the TRIPS agreement and had ratified the trade facilitation agreement. Uruguay had also granted preferential treatment to service providers from least developed countries and had recently notified its intention to eliminate export subsidies. Uruguay's leadership in chairing the informal working group on MISMIS, in addition to its strong advocacy regarding other MC11 initiatives such as e-commerce, investment facilitation, and women's economic empowerment, were also noted. Some members encouraged Uruguay to become a party to the Information Technology Agreement and to update its pending notifications. Regarding the investment regime, members noted that Uruguay had a relatively open investment regime and provided national treatment in most sectors with a few exceptions, such as the provision of radio and broadcasting services and maritime cabotage and fishing within its territorial waters. No prior authorization or registration was required in order to invest in Uruguay. Nevertheless, some members noted that foreign direct investment flows had fluctuated significantly during the period under review. In this respect, members encouraged Uruguay to continue to maintain an open trade and investment regime, which, along with the guaranteed legal stability regarding incentives and rights accorded to the investor, the existence of an educated workforce, and the freedom to transfer capital, profits, and other gains associated with investment, provided an attractive climate for foreign direct investment. As in the last review, members noted that Uruguay's trade regime was largely open with low tariffs and few non-tariff barriers to trade. Members express their appreciation of Uruguay's efforts to implement trade facilitation measures. For example, the implementation of a single window for trade, the use of digital customs clearance forms and an electronic payment system, and the implementation of a certification system for authorized economic operators. Members nevertheless noted that, despite efforts to dismantle several charges applied on imports, since 2012, Uruguay had increased its consular fee. They invited Uruguay to review this measure. In addition, the mandatory use of local customs agents remained in place. Uruguay's average tariff rate in 2017 was 9.4% and unchanged since 2011. During this review, it has been noted that Uruguay had recourse to few non-tariff barriers and that these were mainly used to protect public health, national security, the environment, phytosanitary conditions, and consumers. It was also noted that Uruguay rarely resorts to anti-dumping, countervailing, or safeguard measures. Members identified some areas where improvement would be welcome, including those related to customs procedures, licensing regime, export promotion measures, and pricing practices at ports. They also encouraged Uruguay to provide more information regarding the drawback system, the elaboration of technical regulations and food labeling requirements, and to improve some aspects of the implementation of its SPS regime. During the period under review, Uruguay continued to reform its government procurement regime to expedite procedures and increase transparency, an area which members had referred to during the previous review. However, the legislation in place continues to allow exceptions to the general public tendering regime, and preferences are granted to specific sectors. Members sought clarification of the government procurement system and invited Uruguay to consider becoming a party to the GPA in light of the importance of this sector to its economy. In this regard, members also encouraged Uruguay to consider the efficiency of removing preferences for local providers and local content requirements. Uruguay was commended for the improvements made since the last review to its framework for the protection of intellectual property rights. However, some members highlighted existing challenges regarding the protection of IPRs, such as the need to reduce the time required to grant patents to promote innovation and to tackle the problem of counterfeiting and piracy. Uruguay was also encouraged to join the WIPO treaties on patents and trademarks. Members noted that agriculture is of primary importance to Uruguay, in particular given the country's reliance on exports of agricultural products. Agricultural products accounted for some two-thirds of total exports in 2017. Some members noted that Uruguay's tariff protection was higher for agricultural products and sought more information regarding price controls in this sector. Members commended Uruguay for maintaining an open services regime. Although access to Uruguay's services market was generally open and non-discriminatory, several members noted that state ownership remained substantial. Public enterprises continued to play an important role in Uruguay's service sector, operating in the financial services, transport, telecommunications, and post, electricity, and water and sanitation subsectors. In the energy sector, Uruguay was invited to continue its efforts to diversify energy sources. Uruguay has provided answers to almost all advance written questions raised by members. This TPR will be successfully concluded once Uruguay has replied to all outstanding questions that emerged during the meeting in a month's time. Uruguay was applauded for being a strong supporter of the WTO. I believe members felt heartened by the results achieved by Uruguay and encouraged it to persevere in the path and address the remaining challenges. I hope that the discussion held during this review will prove useful to Uruguay in its future pursuit to reform its economic and trade policies. Con esto concluye nuestra reunión de hoy. La próxima reunión del comité tendrá lugar el 11 de julio, cuando el órgano de exámenes de políticas comerciales examinará las políticas comerciales de China. Muchas gracias.